The music you know, the city you love. John Jessop.
Mike Lindup. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you, John?
I'm very well. Yourself?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Jolly good, yeah. Are we all ready for the big announcement tonight that's going to hopefully put an end to our industry and start letting us get out and about, do things?
Yes, I'm waiting. I mean, I've been probably like a lot of people, kind of glued to the daily news broadcast.
I know. It's been horrific, hasn't it, mate?
It's been very tough. And, you know, I know a lot of people had it worse than I have, but I mean, I found it hard going, particularly, you know, just not being able to be a live musician for, you know, almost 18 months. It's been ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So how have you passed your time, Mike? I mean, the different people I talk to on the programme, you know, I have live people on every day. And I say, well, how have you done this? They said, well, we've just been at home writing and doing different things.
Well, I mean, fortunately, I kind of had a project that was already on the go, which is, you know, my solo album, and which I'm recording with a couple of great producers down in London.
Right.
Which has meant, basically, I've been, you know, commuting for work when it's been possible to go and record for a couple of days in London and then come back up to Scotland, you know, do a bit more, you know, writing work here. There's certain things that I can do, you know, via the internet, but in terms of like doing live vocals and live recording, I really need to be in the room and be with my producers, otherwise it just doesn't happen.
No. I mean, tell me about the single, I really enjoy that, and that's going to end the interview, Time to Let Go.
Yeah, well, it was, it started, as often does with me, with the music coming first, and I'd bought a new synthesizer, and I found a sound on it, which was this sort of busy arpeggiated sound, which you hear at the beginning of the song.
Yeah.
And it really made me think of, you know, of kind of rushing through life. And one of my great hobbies is, you know, carrying a camera around with me and taking lots of videos and pictures. And I've taken quite a few of these time-lapse films, which is like when time is speeded up.
Yes.
And it seemed to go with the music. So when I was putting the song together with my producers in 2019, it felt like it should be about how busy life is, and then the lyrics sort of came like, you know, maybe we need to every now and again stop and smell the roses, and so that was written in 2019. I thought it was appropriate, and then the pandemic happened, and of course, you know, suddenly we were all forced to, in a sense, stop and find out where the roses were that we could go and smell.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you say you found a new sound on your synthesizer. When I first heard it, it took me right back to the day when Brian Wilson found a sound on the Moog synthesizer for Good Vibrations.
Yeah, well, it's amazing how much of an inspiration, you know, hearing something you've never heard before. It just makes you... You know, makes you, your head as a composer or your hands as a keyboard player just go to somewhere that you wouldn't normally go.
Mm.
And so I'd written this a few years ago. This four chord sequence on the arpeggiator, and I thought it would make a great song. And I just didn't have it straight away. And I thought that's fine. I do what I often do. I just stick it in my back pocket and revisit it every now and again. And by the time it came to bring it to fruition, I sort of had a concept.
Wow. And you know the synthesizer that you're using, Mike, was this recommended to you, or did you read up about it?
Neither. Well, it was kind of, I suppose it was recommended. I just happened to be in, you know, one of those old-fashioned things, a music instrument shop. And, you know, I asked the guy, you know, so what's new and what's hot? And he said, oh, well, you know, check out this, you know, this Novation rack synth that we got in. It's got some pretty neat sounds in it. And so I discovered...
You've never looked back, mate, have you? Oh, and the rest is history. So what about the album, Mike?
Well, it's I've got it's probably about three quarters done.
Okay.
And I've got some great tracks on it, which I'm hoping to be dropping before finally finishing and dropping the album at the end of the year. So I've got a bit of a deadline to work to, and progress has been slowed a bit by, you know, all the kind of COVID-related restrictions. So, I've got something to aim for, which is always good, especially with me. It's good to have a deadline.
Okay. So are you saying that once we've had time to let go, there could be another couple of singles before the album is released?
That's my plan.
Okay. That's good. And you say the album went in July now. You say the album, is it going to be out before Christmas?
Well, I hope so. As you say, that's what I'm aiming for. And, you know, if everything goes well and, you know, all the sort of dots line up, then that's what will happen, and which will be great because by that time, I'll, you know, touch wood, done the postponed 40th anniversary tour with Level 42 in October and November, which I'm really looking forward to.
That's going to be awesome, isn't it?
Yeah. Can't wait.
I know. Apart from the, you know, the Level 42 tour, what about the Mike Lindup? Are you going back on the road?
Well, at the moment, I'm putting all of my energy into the creation and finishing up the songs, and I'm not really thinking about live stuff. But if it gets to next year and the album's come out and, you know, the reaction has been such that it makes sense to sort of put a live band together, then that's what I'll do, and you know, maybe do a couple of showcase gigs.
Fantastic.
Be great fun.
Brilliant. That's absolutely superb, Mike. As long as you don't forget us down here in Liverpool, you know, because, you know, we itch to see you again.
Well, that would be great. I mean, I have very fond memories of Liverpool. I mean, not only coming over the years of Level 42 and playing, but also, you know, being part of the team that brought the Live the Birds Flying Home musical to the Royal Court in 2018.
Yeah, that was brilliant, wasn't it? Yes. Good memories, Mike. I wish you all the very best, and let's hope the hierarchy says tonight, well, we know we're going to lift everything, and it all goes ahead for next Monday, the 19th, Freedom Day, and let's get on with your other two singles, get the album out, Level 42, 40th anniversary, and then let's hope you can come back to Liverpool, pal.
Thank you. I would love to.
You're very welcome. And we're going to end with your single, Mike. What a great, great song. This is Time to Let Go. Thanks for your time, Mike.
Cheers, John. Thank you.
You take care. Bye-bye, mate. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.